The Bartlesville Public Schools Foundation kicked off the academic year with their State of the Schools luncheon Wednesday at Bartlesville High School's Commons area. Superintendent Chuck McCauley provided an update on how Bartlesville Public Schools are performing prior to the first day of class next week. McCauley says Bartlesville schools are growing.
On the last day of school this year, in May, we had 320 more kids than we did on the last day of school 5 years ago. That's significant. Especially when you think about our town, the population hasn't shifted that much. It required our board, our administrators, our construction company, our Dan Kelleher, our community to make some changes. We needed some more classroom space.
McCauley says Bartlesville is fully staffed for the school year, unlike several other districts across the area. He attributes that success to many initiatives, including the new Teacher Academy, which has a high retention rate.
So the last 2 years combined, teachers have gone through that program. We've retained 88% of them. So it's a heavy investment. If you think about substitutes, our first year we had 42 teachers go through it. For one day worth of subs, that's $100. That comes out to about $4,000. So it's a heavy investment. And you think about that impact on the sub pool for your schools. But it's something that we're doing. It's been very successful. We're going to continue with that.
Superintendent McCauley also discussed several district programs like STEM education, FFA, fine arts, aviation, and athletics. The programs garnered several national and state awards. He also discussed multiple construction projects that are ongoing. McCauley addressed the recent directive from State Superintendent Ryan Walters that the Bible should be used in public education. McCauley says Bartlesville will continue to follow local school board policy on religion in schools without any changes.
What our local board policy dictates is, sure, the Bible is a historical document. Sure, there's some tie to some Oklahoma academic standards in history. Sure, we sing some religious music during Christmas. Sure, our kids can have a student-led club and study the Bible. Sure, FCA can be. We do all those things, and we agree with wholeheartedly. However, there's some other things that come out about that has been said. We're not trying to change history or any of those things, but there's some other things coming out that we need to have some Bibles and chemistry classes. I mean, all these different classes, and there's no tie to Oklahoma academic standards, so that's not where we are.
McCauley says he is a member of the State Superintendent's Advisory Committee. He says the group has only met with Walters once this year. McCauley says he has requested additional meetings with Walters, but has not been successful. Now, you can hear McCauley's full statement about the issue, as well as his entire presentation with this story at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Reporting from Bartlesville High School, I'm Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.